Yo, today's QOD is, the aim of life is to see all that you can become with all you've got. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Darren Hardy on the show today. You know, one thing we talk about quite frequently on this podcast is developing your skills, becoming really good at something, right? Because when you become really good, you become excellent, then people will just like pay you to do that thing. And I'm sure you're wondering, like, how do I do that? Is there some system for developing my skills? Well, yes, there is. And Darren Hardy is going to share it with you right now. Darren Hardy is coming up.
Vital improvements, last piece. Where is it that you need to improve your skills the most in order to accomplish the goals that you've got? You see, you are at the center of your universe. The world is responding and reacting to you. Every conversation you enter, you change the conversation. You're like lightning in a bottle for every engagement that you step into. And when you change, everything around you changes. You truly are 100% responsible for all the situations that happen around you by your engagement. I kind of call it what was called a personal development set point. It's like a thermostat, right? Doesn't matter how what's happening outside, it'll keep the room temperature the same on the inside. So if you set it at 70 degrees, all of a sudden it gets really hot, it'll kick up the air conditioner, bring the temperature back down to 70. All of a sudden it gets really cold, it'll kick up the heat, bring it back to 70. So it doesn't matter what's happening on the outside, the inside stays exactly the same. Well, all of us have a personal development set point. And the reason why you're not able to accomplish more is because that achievement might be above your set point. It works like this. See, a lot of times people will run into a bunch of money, and we see it all the time with lottery winners, right? Somebody's making $30,000 a year, they get paid $20 million. In 3 to 5 years, what's inevitably the situation? How is that possible? How does somebody make $30,000 a year, get $20 million in their hands, and then in 3 to 5 years be broke? Because the money was far above their set point. And unconsciously, they did everything they possibly could to get rid of it until it went back down to their personal development set point. A lot of people go on diets, lose a bunch of weight. What happens inevitably? Gain it all back. Why? Because that weight was not commensurate to their personal development set point. So you could wave a magic wand and put 40 pounds on me by magic. And in 6 to 9 months, what's probably gonna be the case? I'm gonna lose it off, right? Because that weight is not commensurate to my personal development set point. You could take somebody who's 50 pounds overweight, magic wand, take it all off. In 6 to 9 months, what's inevitably gonna be the case? They're gonna gain it all back, right? Because that's gonna be equal to their personal development set point. Business, you can all of a sudden have a runaway freight train, your business starts to grow, but if it's not equal to the personal development set point, it'll fall back right to where it was. So what do you do about this? If you're stuck at a personal development set point, how can you possibly ever achieve what you haven't achieved before? Here's what you do. Stop working on your money, your health, your business, and your relationships. Instead, work on you. And when you grow, when you raise your personal development set point, then all of a sudden, everything in your life grows along with you. My mentor, Jim Rohn, put it this way. For things to change, you have to change. For things to get better, you have to get better. For things to improve, you have to improve. And when you improve, everything in your life improves along with you. What you have to do is to raise your personal development set point. In whatever area you're focused on trying to achieve, underneath that is a skill set point. When you raise the skill set point, then all of a sudden everything around you rises to its level. And I think we actually need to learn less and study more. See, information is not the obstacle to any of our achievements. With a Google search, every piece of information in the world is available to you. Information is not the problem. As a matter of fact, information is the problem because it's overwhelming you, and in the paralysis of too much information, you're doing nothing. And so I say you need to learn less and study more. Find a few things in which you are allocating your attention to and go deep in the study of a couple of few things, period. So my personal development plan, I'll give it to you real quickly. My personal development plan is really simple. I call it the 1-1-5-3-1-30-35-10-10 plan. Yeah, it's more simple than anything it thinks. Number one is, what is my number one goal? Of my big three, what's the number one most important goal? Then, what's the number one skill necessary to achieve that goal? That's the one part. Then I take the new skill, and every quarter, I attack a new skill. Every quarter, that's all. One skill a quarter, that's it. And I buy the top five books focused on that skill, the top three CD, DVD programs, and I go to one seminar focused on improving that skill. And you go like, wow, geez, you know, that seems like a lot of time. No, it's not, right? So all I do with the time is, that's the 30-30 part. Every morning I get up and I read for 30 minutes, one of those five books. And in about 4 weeks, you're through all five books, really, by just reading 30 minutes every morning, 5 days a week. You don't want to do it on the weekends. Why? I want to get that person to the bone, right? And then while I drive around, I listen to one of those CD programs or walk around or travel for 30 minutes. While my hands are busy, my mind is free. You spend 300 hours in your car on average every single year. You get a PhD in any skill that you want in the time that you just drive around. It's called net time, no extra time. And I treat it like a race. I mean, if I'm traveling, if I'm walking through the airport, if I'm walking the dogs, if I'm in the gym, I'm feeding my mind. Every hour that goes by, I feel like I'm getting steps ahead of my contemporaries. Now you go, well, that's a lot of money to spend on your personal development. Now, it's as simple as this. Brian Tracy taught me the 10-10 investment. When I was 18 years old, so you want to take 10 cents of every dollar you make and carve it off to help other people, right? Tithing, you've heard of that. And you want to take the other 10%, carve it off to help yourself. 10 cents out of every dollar you earn needs to be reinvested in your own personal development. He says, for every dollar you invest in your personal development, it adds $30 to your bottom line. I've had that philosophy since I was 18 years old, and I can tell you the rate of return is far greater than 30-1. Now, where else can you go get a 30-1 return on your financial investments? Anywhere, and I'm talking to a room of financial advisors. The best place is your own personal development. Jim Rohn put it this way. He says, you want to take the goals that you've got, and your goals need to equal the investment you make in the achievement of them. So you want to make $250,000 a year, you should be spending $25,000 on your personal development. That 10% equal to the goal that you've got. You have to grow into your goals. He says, you can't achieve something you haven't achieved before because you're not something you need to be. And so the only way to achieve your goals is to grow into them. The aim of life is to see all that you can become with all you've got. So I just want to encourage you to pick one. What one skill? If you just walk away from the vital improvement and say, I'm just going to pick one skill and attack it with all you've got. Go buy top five books, top 3D CD programs, sign up for one seminar, and attack that one skill over the next quarter. The skill most important to accomplishing your biggest goal, it'll make an immeasurable difference for you. I want to give you one last strategy to walk away with, apply to your business, that I think can make a profound difference because it did for mine. When I first got into real estate, I was 20 years of age. I had no business being in the real estate business, right? Person's most valuable investment, 20-year-old. And I went to a seminar and I took the seminar leader out to lunch and I asked him, I said, if you were to give me advice, the most important thing that I could do to be successful in real estate, what would that one thing be? He said, go fail. And I said, I thought the whole idea of success was to avoid failure. He says, no, it's exactly the opposite. He says, I want you to go fail rapidly, go fail big, go fail as fast as possible. And he could see that I had this perplexed look on my face. And he gave me this quote from Thomas Watson who said, the key to success is massive failure. Think about that for a second. The key to success is massive failure. Instead of hearing that as a motivational quip, what if that were true? The key to success is massive failure. Now, based on the look on your face, same look I had, he wrote out this little analogy. He says, look, life is like a pendulum. On one side of the pendulum is pain, rejection, sadness, and failure. On the other side of the pendulum is joy, love, happiness, and success. He said, you can't push the pendulum on the side of joy, love, happiness, and success, but you can on the side of pain, rejection, sadness, and defeat. Your job is to go push the pendulum as far and as wide as possible on the pain, rejection, sadness, and failure side. He says, most people find this little comfort zone, and they're never willing to experience a certain level of pain, rejection, and sadness, so they never experience a certain level of success, happiness, and joy. And that ends up becoming the confined reality of their life, the comfort zone. He says, your job is to push that pendulum as high and wide on the side of failure and rejection.
That was Darren Hardy. His website is darrenhardy.com. Hey, pick up his book. It's one of my favorite books. It's called The Compound Effect. I know you are going to love it. Also, you're going to love today's entire talk. It is called Insane Productivity. Darren Hardy, available on the YouTube. All right, my friend, we wrap things up tomorrow with Finance Friday. Oh, do not miss tomorrow's episode because there are things like there's standard financial advice. And Robert Kiyosaki is going to talk about like why that advice does not make any sense at all. So make sure you tune in to tomorrow's episode and listen to tomorrow's episode many times over because you're going to learn something new every single time. All right, I will see you tomorrow. Have a great day. I'm out. Peace.